Brandela.
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
Daniel.
Hello.
Shalom.
Shalom, Brandy. How are you?
Not good tonight, but I will be better.
Well, it's Shabbat. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Just for the understanding, Shabbat is an energy that unifies the physical and the spiritual world. When the physical and spiritual worlds are unified, there is absolutely no lack. So if someone says that they're going to be good, they're indicating that presently they're in lack. And Shabbat is here. So they're indicating that they're not in Shabbat. I'm just using this as a teaching moment, not to reflect on any one person, because we all do this. We all think on Shabbat like we think in the rest of the days of the week. But Shabbat is totally different, and our thinking needs to be different. Let us start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Kei Bitzilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud Hei Bevav Hei V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hine anachnu baim lekayem mitzvat sefirat haomer lasot nachat ruach liot reinu vilasot ratzon boreinu vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konane aleinu yamasei adeinu Bonanehu. We'll now study verses from the Psalms that prepare our inner essence and our soul for the bracha. Adonai Yohei Wahei Igmor Be'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Az decha leolam maaseh yadicha el terech echra leelohim elyon lael gomer alai v'yavor alai v'yarech matboseset Pedamaich vayamar lecha, pedamaich paye, vayamar lecha, pedamaich paye. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elohim Yohei Wahei, Elohei Gedalat. Meod hod v'hadar levashet. Ote or kishalma no te shamayim kairia kairia. Baruch atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Yud Hei Vav Hei Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. The first letters of the last two words, Sefirat HaOmer, is Samech and He. Together, these letters have a gematria of 65, the same gematria as the name of God Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And this is a name of God that is active and is in control in the physical world, in Malchut. Hayom Shemonas Eser Yom Vaomer Shehem Shene Shavuot Ve'arba Ayamim. Today is the 18th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 4 days. The inner light. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma binhera biyameinu. And may we all say amen. We'll now connect to Psalm 67, the menorah song, Psalm. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu bivarkenu Ya'er panavitanu sela L'dat paretz darkecha b'kol goyim Yoshua techa Amim yoducha Elohim yoducha Amim. On day 15 we had the same word. The questions from day 15 can be continuously asked and needs to be. Should we? Amim is a word that means nations, or is in the frame of permutation, it means sea people, or people of the Torah. In Torah, sea is a code word for Torah, so that it can also be nation or people of the Torah. In what ways can you increase your traits that promote Torah study? How can you motivate others to increase their Torah study? A question is asked frequently. We say a blessing before we eat, we say a blessing after we eat. We say a blessing before and after almost every mitzvah. But when it comes to Torah study, we never say a blessing after the study, only before. And why is that? And the answer is really simple. There's no end to Torah study. So there's no need to say a blessing because we're continually studying the Torah. When we do our daily work, the way we earn our living, we are studying the Torah. We are living the Torah. That's the goal. Are you in that process? Kulam. Ismechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanem sela. The word ki, the letter yud in that word ki, it's the fourth word of the verse, and I should have stopped there. But there's no time, space, or motion. It's all an illusion. So we can discuss the meaning of the yud. And what is it cleansing within us today? The Yud is the first letter in the name of Hashem. And the letter connects us metaphorically to the Sefirah of Chachmah. But it's more than just a metaphor. What do you have to change about your actions to connect to your intuition, which is truly your chachmah, your wisdom? What can you do to strengthen your intuition, your wisdom? What can you do to strengthen your listening, the hearing even, your inner voice? Your connection to Hashem. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam, Eretz natna yuvulav yivarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu, yivarkenu, Elohim v'yiru, Oto call off Seyaretz. We'll say the Anna B'Koach now. Anna B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tatzit Aleph et Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu Dora. Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Shei Yehudcha letter Yud of the word Yehudcha. Why do you think that the coincidence, and you know I'm joking and implying because there is no coincidence, why do you think it's coincidental that we had a yud from the word ki in the Psalm 67 and word we have a yud on this 18th day of the Omer? Why do we need two yuds? What is the emphasis of the double yuds? I'm going to leave you to answer that question. If you want an answer from me, you can ask it at the end of the session. Kivavacham. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Taharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlen Betetresh Saditav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Birov Tucha Na'el Atatecha Tet Kufet Tet Nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, the planet that is concealed beneath the clouds, the planet of love, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86. And we learn from 86, because it connects to the word Elohim through its gematria and the word Hateva through its gematria, we learn that the month of Iyar is a month of judgment. And if we have the vessel to handle it, if we remember to do binding by striking often and frequently and more often and more frequently, the month of Iyar will be a very comfortable month. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei Zofre kedushatecha Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'aluvot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yuta. The 18th journey in the desert was to leave Livna and camp in Risa. Risa means to be broken in Hebrew. In Arabic, the word denotes a well stopped up with stones. In our personal life journey, we will inevitably experience what may seem to us as failure, a failed relationship, effort, or venture, a bankruptcy, or another type of fiasco. Risa is also an eyelid related to vision. To open your eyes and see a deeper opportunity, which can only be visible through the cracks of a broken relationship, or a failed business effort, or just a failed effort in any area of life. The true issue in this journey is about getting up and starting over again. Many people find this kind of restarting difficult to do as they get older. They use the excuse, I am 60, 70, or 80, and it is too late to retrain, or some other similar limitation. Are you falling to this trap of the Satan? How do you counter this trap? And again, I will leave that to you. But if you want an answer from me at the end of the session. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yidei Moshe, Avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu miklipotenu umtumatenu, kimo shekatavta, V'torata huspartim lachem v'macharad ha-shabbat miyom ha-viachem eto omer ha-tadufa sheva shabbatot v'mimot t'yina mimacharad ha-shabbat ha-shavit tesafiru tamishim yom kidei she'itacharu nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizohamatam Uvachen Yehiratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohiwahed Eloheinu Elohe Avoteinu Shebizchut Zephirut Aomer Shesefarti Hayom Yitukan Ma Shepaganti Besefira. Netzach Shebetiferet. Netzach Shebetiferet. Eternal victory in the frame of balance. Eternity and victory is the meaning of Netzach. But Tiferet is also compassion, not just balance. So what does the eternal victory look like in compassion, in truth? V'yetaher v'yetkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen Selah. The Tzaddikim who left this day Koni Hama'agal. Koni is a very famous person in the Talmud. Koni was asked to bring rain by the people in the community. And he prayed to God for rain and nothing happened. And this was after a long drought. So he drew a circle in the ground and stood inside the circle and said, God, until you bring rain, I am not stepping out of this circle. And God brought rain. Rabbi Aryeh Lipsint of Plotsk, known as the Maharal of Sintz. Rabbi Yeshaya Steiner of Kerestir, Rabbi Abba Berman, Rabbi Yosef Brewer, and there is a Sadekit who left this day, Irina Sendler. And her story is well worth reading. And Rabbi Drizin gives us a prophet. The prophet of Netzach Shebetiferet, Michayahu, indicating from his name that this was a very humble prophet. He wasn't as humble as Moses, but he was still more humble than most prophets. And prophets are more humble than most people. The woman connected to Netzach Shebetiferet is known as a widow of a prophet. According to rabbinic midrash, she is the wife of Obadiah, or Obadiah, the only prophet in the book of prophets that comes from a convert. And he only has one chapter, and that is read on the book, on the parasha of Vayishlach. She came to Elisha and she said, "My husband Obadiah used his wealth to save many prophets, many students of prophets. And now my creditors are coming because he's dead, and they're coming to take my two children. What do I do?" And Elisha told her, "Utilize mind over matter." He told her to go into her house and close the door, because mind over matter requires concealment. He told her to close the door after she has borrowed as many jars to fill with oil as she can. And when she does this, oil flows out of the air into her jars, jar after jar after jar after jar, until there are no more jars. And then she sells the oil. This is olive oil we are speaking of, because in those days it was quite valuable, olive oil. So the olive oil paid off her creditors and allowed her sons to live a comfortable life studying Torah. The gematria of Netzach Shebet Tiferet is 1531, and that's 1,000 plus 531. The 1,000 is an olive. We substitute an olive. It has the meaning of a 1,000, the word olive, and it represents unity. 531 is the gematria of the word teach a head, or head teacher. And together, the meaning of Netzach Shebet Tiferet is to teach unity at the beginning. The way to acquire Torah is to limit your laughter. That's the 18th method to acquire Torah. Why do you have to limit your laughter? A good laugh, a good belly laugh, makes everybody feel wonderful. There's nothing wrong with laughing. But most people laugh at others. So only laugh at yourself. Rav Shlomo Shalom Shkwadron was once asked how he can tell so many jokes if the Mishnah says that the way to be a Koneh Torah, a good Torah teacher, is by minimizing sahok, minimizing laughter. He answered with a mashal, a parable. If a smart child refuses to take his bitter medicine, then you scare him with the direst consequences. But if the child is too immature to understand, then you tell him a joke. When he opens up his mouth in laughter, you quickly drop the medicine inside. The generation of Rav Shalom Shwadron absolutely refuses to accept Musar, ethical teachings, rebuke. So I get them laughing, and when they don't notice, I drop in the Musar before they have a chance to close their mouth. Of the 49th letters of the Shema, the 18th letter is the Vav in the second Hashem's name. The Vav represents heaven relative to our physical world. And what does heaven mean to you? How would you like to see the world change so that you can have heaven on earth? And now to pray for the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. Parachamanu yachatir avodat Beit HaMikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. And may we all say Amen. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom to all. Shabbat shalom. May you have a beautiful Sabbath. Shalom.
Shalom.